Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening in Chinese. Today we have Josh.
Good morning, Xiaolan.
Zao.
Zao.
It's morning time in London at the moment. What do we do when we see people in the morning? What do we say to them?
Normally, we would say good morning or just morning.
Oh,
like that.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Exactly the same as Chinese. We say 早.
早.
Or 早安.
早安.
早 means morning or early, as you guessed. 安 means peace. So morning peace.
Okay.
It's 早安, good morning.
早安. Oh, it's good. It's a nice start to the day then.
Great, yeah.
Feel like, oh, have a peaceful morning. Thank you.
That's right, 早. And 早 is a third tone. So
okay.
Make sure you go down first and go up.
Go up again.
That's right, 早.
早.
And when you say that to people, normally you will have some really strong energy to show, hey, I'm really cheerful and I'm really happy to see you. 早.
早.
And yeah, the way to respond when someone say that to you is to say the same thing back.
Say it back again. Okay.
That's so, right.
早.
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 So I can either say 早 and you respond to me and say 早. Or if I say 早安.
Okay, then I would respond 早安.
Yeah, you can do either one.
Okay, great.
Either 早 or 早安 as well.
So it needs to be kind of full of energy as if it's a new morning.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
If you're struggling to get up, then you can say, oh, 早.
早. That yeah. It reminds me actually of sometimes being on tour, playing concerts and you're traveling and then in the hotel in the morning, going down for breakfast because you don't want to miss breakfast, meeting other band members. And they're looking rather bleary-eyed, had a late night and kind of struggling down for breakfast.
Partying after the concert?
Well, yeah, maybe partying or maybe just tired from the whole tour. But, you know, sometimes the breakfast will only be from 7 to 9 or something and you kind of have to drag yourself out of bed to get there. And then you meet other members of the band in the lift or something and it's zao. Zao.
That's right, with a cracking sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To say good afternoon, we say 午安.
午安.
午安, and you notice that an is the same word, peace. 午 is midday in Chinese.
Okay. So it's a bit like good afternoon in English.
A little bit, but with subtle difference because 午 means midday, good midday.
Good midday,
that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's nice. So that's a good thing to say to someone at lunchtime.
At lunchtime, yes. I rarely hear people saying 午安 when it's after 2 o'clock.
Okay.
But unlike English, when we say good afternoon, you can stretch from midday to 4 or 5 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
time for the tea.
So how about in the evening then?
In the evening, we say 晚安.
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 Ah, so 早安, 午安, 晚安. The first character is all the third tone, is that right?
All correct. Yes, 早安. 午安, 晚安.
Oh, okay.
And 晚, of course, you probably guessed that means evening, but more precise, that actually means late.
Late, okay.
Late, and then it's a character combined between the sun and to remove.
Oh,
imagine
okay.
When the sun is removed during the day, then it's getting
then
late.
It's night, yeah.
It's night, it's getting late. And let's repeat again, 晚安.
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 Yep, and if you put 早 and 晚 together, 早晚.
早晚.
早晚, that means day and night.
Day and night, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Chinese is logical.
It is a very logical language.
Right.
Yeah, but let me ask you a slightly less logical question.
Sure.
So in my experience, when I say 晚安, can you guess what the response is that I'm hoping for?
晚安, of course.
Well, logically, yes, but actually, I'll tell you a different situation. When I say 晚安, the response I hope for most is to hear the words encore, encore. So I'll tell you why.
Because
when we finish the concert and, and we say, this is our last song, we finish the last song, we say 晚安, 晚安, and we walk off stage.
Right.
And then we're kind of hovering at the side of the stage, listening for the sound of encore, encore, and then we can go back and sing the last song.
Yeah, a subtle difference between good evening and 晚安 we need to explain here. We normally say 晚安 when we first, when we go to bed, good night.
Yeah.
And also when we leave somewhere, like the end of your concert, you are saying goodbye to the people in the evening. And we rarely greet people with 晚安, when we first see them in the evening.
Right.
So there's a subtle difference. It's more like good night.
Okay.
You're expecting, I'm not seeing you again tonight because I'm going to bed or because I'm leaving.
Right.
And there's another way of saying good evening called 晚上好.
Oh, okay.
You can say that, nothing wrong with it, but I rarely hear people saying it.
Sure.
So when you see people in the evening, you just shake hands or hug or say 你好.
Okay.
That's right.
So we've got 早安, which is a morning greeting.
Yes.
午安, which is kind of like the noon or the early afternoon greeting.
Yes.
But 晚安 is much more like good night. It's more like a saying good night kind
of. Yeah, it's more like good night.
Interesting. Well, that's quite similar to English because we wouldn't say good night to greet someone either.
No.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So the same concept, some people may say 早上好. 早 is morning, as you can remember.
Yep.
And 上 is up or lift.
Yep.
That means just 早上. 好 is good. Again, nothing wrong with it, but it's just a bit, little bit too formal.
Okay, so 早安, 午安, 晚安, those are the ones that we remember and that can use them throughout the day.
Yep, let's do it again. 早安,
早安,
午安,
午安,
晚安,
晚安.
And the way to respond to people when they say that to you, 早安,
早安,
午安,
午安,
晚安.
晚安,
晚安. 晚安, yeah, thank you very much, Josh. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and be sure to share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
Bye, Josh.